Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat,
where dating's hard,
but dating when you're fat is even harder.
So I have a new reason that I'm single.
Okay. Explain.
There's a lot of reasons I'm single, but here's my newest. Mm-hmm. Is I forget about people. I stop mm-hmm. communicating.
I think that's so easy, though, when you're on apps.
It's so easy. I was talking to two girls.
Okay.
Intrigued by both of them.
So you were into them.
Yes. One of them is actually the girl who I, like, talked to you asking about, like, sending the mirror selfie,
yes.
like, thing. Mm-hmm. That's one of them.
And okay, then another, yeah, you were so into her.
Another girl I actually met in person.
Oh.
Who, well, I'm, like, met well, in person.
Okay, wait, back up. On that one, are you texting or are you still in an app?
We're in an app because okay. I met her in person at one of my events, my Santé Social Club events. She was there as a vendor.
Okay.
And so she matched me and, like, said that, you know.
Cool.
That she knew me from then. And so I was like, okay, so she already knows who I am. And, like, that, I was like, that leads.
That's kind of nice, though.
Also a hairstylist. So I was thinking big picture. Because I'm tired of paying $130 to get my hair cut. So I'm still thinking big picture.
I mean, I don't hate it. There's a series of books that I read. And they're smut, obviously.
Yeah.
They're the Knock 'Em Out series, if anyone knows them, by Lucy Score. And the main guy in the first book is a hairstylist. Mm. And my friend and I, she just finished them too. She's like, this is like an ideal situation.
Yeah.
He could do my hair. He also owns a bar.
Oh, everything
I know.
We need.
Everything you need. Alcohol, haircuts, sexy. Yeah. Mm. Does she own a bar?
No. Well, I don't know yet. But so for both of them, well, yeah. It was after Friendsgiving. I was messaging with them, so I had some drinks.
Okay.
And so I was a little forward with this one.
Yeah.
Because she said where she met me. I was like, well, I'd say we could go there to, like, relive the moment, but that's not a good first date spot. How about this spot?
Okay, sexy. Look at you.
Yes.
But now you're not texting, though? Nikki.
She suggested another spot. And I was like, she's like, have you been? I was like, oh, I haven't. It's on the list. And she's like, well, what else is on the list?
Okay.
And
and that's when you stopped talking.
Yeah, because my parents came to town. And
okay, that's fair. But, like, are you going to go back in or are you just...
I do.
Now are you over it?
Now I'm just anxious about it being gone so long. So I have to apologize and be like, hey, my parents came to town.
I don't think that's a weird thing to, like, say, though.
You know, I forgot about this app.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other girl asked me where my favorite... She immediately was like, where's your favorite place to get a drink?
Oh, okay.
And I told her, and I said, have you ever been? And I'm waiting, and I don't know if she's responded or not, because I don't have notifications. See, if I had notifications
yeah.
on, I would, like, respond. But, you know, I'm trying to be healthier. I've really, mm-hmm. you know, we went from addiction to forgetting. There's
yeah.
no, I, like, need a healthy in-between.
I think, but I remember, like, back in the day when you were more into the apps and I wasn't, and you were like, you're really bad at this. And it's true, though, because I think that there's a, like, once you stop, once you're not in them all the time, you forget about them.
Yeah. And I think there's,
but,
like,
here's, wait, sorry, one more thing. I just have to tell you this because I saw, like, a statistic, though. Okay. On this, and I think this is very relevant to hear, because I like to go out of the app, like, almost mm-hmm. immediately because of this whole issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because I forget about it.
Yeah.
Even if I'm excited about someone, I forget about the apps. I don't have notifications on. And especially if you're only talking to someone, like, a little bit, mm-hmm. like, you forget about them. I don't think that's weird.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, though. There's a stat that says if you leave the app and you haven't already created a date, there is like 98% something like you won't actually ever go on a date.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that too.
Or 89%. Like, you know, it's like a, but I've it's high.
And like dating coaches say don't. They're like, don't exchange numbers until after your first date.
Oh, after the first date.
Yeah.
I've never heard that, but that actually does make sense.
Yeah. Like it's like after the first date, like get their, if you like them, get their number on the date. Or
why is it that we like don't care once we have their phone number?
It's because it's easy access. Like there's, I think the game, you know, not the game necessarily, but like there's still a lot of mystery.
Yeah.
And you can almost excuse shitty texting in an app. You can't excuse shitty texting like with your phone number.
Yeah.
You know, they're not personal yet. Once you have their number, it's a thing.
It feels personal.
Yeah.
I just like would prefer to go straight to texting, but I understand because it's true. I do feel like that stat is true. Like,
yeah. Oh, me too. Me too.
Like once we get into texting, it's like you're definitely forgotten about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like, you know, back in the day, you couldn't send photos through the apps. Now right. you can. But once that, it's like almost when you exchange numbers, that's when they like got weird and they started sending like sexting photos. And
I know.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, well, are you going to go back and apologize? I think...
Yes, I think I am. But then here's another layer.
Okay.
Is I'm pretty broke right now. Like, in the grand... You know, like, I don't have a lot of extra money to be spending, especially with the holidays and gifts. Fair. And then I'm like... Then that, like, leads to another layer of...
You don't want to go out and then like feel like pressure or insecure.
I feel insecure financially right now.
Yeah.
And it's a blip in moment.
Yeah.
But there's something that I'm like, you know, especially with it being women and everybody's fucking assuming I'm a top, whatever that means. So I'm like,
Wait, are people asking you?
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, they're like not these two women, but like I've like gotten messages like I love a strong top. I'm like,
oh my god,
I've never had sex with a woman before.
Yeah, savage.
Like, I actually we have a one of our friends we met at Dorothy's. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask her, but then
you should.
But I also don't want her to do emotional labor for me, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think that's emotional labor. Yeah. That's like a friend helping a friend out, no? Well,
so she did invite me out this weekend to Dorothy's. She was having a sapphic night. Cool. And I was going to go, and then I bailed. Because I wasn't feeling well.
Well, after... also you had all your family here.
Well, it was right after my family. It was the day after my family left.
Yeah, that's
and I was just like, I woke up with sniffles and I was like, I don't need to be getting people sick.
Yeah.
And also you're all going to be strangers, but the one person I know, like, I think my best foot needs to be going forward and I don't need to have boogers running out my nose because this weather change.
I know. I've also been very sniffly.
It's like, I just walk outside and immediately pours, which is also not cute with going on a date.
But if you, what about recommending something that's like, free
like or a coffee or something
or a market go to a holiday market and walk around that's like cheaper.
No, and 100% I just feel overwhelmed with things like, and it's like I'm making excuses for myself because I'm like I feel so overwhelmed with everything that needs to happen before I go home for the holidays on top of work and all of the things. But I think there is time, so you know what,
you're gonna do it now.
Why not?
Do it, do it, do it.
Oh, she said honey.
Ooh, flirty.
Okay. So she's like, hi, classic line, but I haven't been on Hinge in a minute, but I remember meeting at Paradise Park this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing hair for the event. Hope you're having a great Saturday. And I said, oh, hi. I haven't been on here in a bit. I'd give you the classic line that maybe we should go to Paradise for a drink, but I think we could pick a better spot than that.
Cute.
And she's like, hey, I like it. Straight to the point, honey. Have you been to Chef Special? You look cute in there. You'd look cute in there.
Oh, my God.
She goes, I will say Paradise was a vibe, but we're evolving with the seasons. And I was like, I haven't been to Chef Special, but it's definitely on the list. And she hearted it. And this was Sunday last week. And she goes, what else is on your list? Also, not us almost having the same haircut.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
So, hi. Sorry, my parents came to town and my ADHD made me forget about this app.
Yeah,
perfect. Le Petit Marcel and Itzmo are currently at the top.
Cute.
Have you been? Right? That, like, to continue the convo?
Yeah.
Have you been?
I don't think that's crazy. Also, we were in the middle of a holiday.
Yeah. 29, lesbian, 5'6".
Okay.
She's looking for a long-term relationship.
Oh, perf.
Took years to figure out, boring and consistent are some of the best things you can offer someone.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay, and then the next one, she said we should grab a drink.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I should say, sorry, my parents came to town.
Yeah, just be like, sorry, my parents were in town. Just say the same thing.
In town. At least they'll know that I have ADHD from the start.
Perfect.
I think that's important to know, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that makes sense to explain. And then they're like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Message sent. Message sent. But
good job. Great.
I did it. I'm not going to turn on notifications, though, because I don't want that.
Well, level. I think it's a slippery slope.
Yes. But back to, like, the financial insecurities. I was actually talking to somebody who her therapist told her, because she's in between jobs, and her therapist told her she shouldn't be dating right now because she's such a train wreck about not having a job. And that was interesting to me.
Well, I mean, I feel like if you're so stressed.
Mm-hmm. And she's not her true self.
Yeah, you're going to bring that stress into meeting people. Yeah.
We were talking about it. I was like, well, then you wouldn't be leading with your job. Like, that's something I did for so long as I led with my job of, like, what was the most important thing about me. I was like, well, then you'll learn. Like, you can start making connections about things that aren't work. But
I mean, but which is this person saying it is an insecurity? Because if it is an insecurity.
Oh, yeah. I think it's
then an insecurity. I don't know if, because remember when I lost my job and I was like, oh, yeah, this is a perfect time to date because I have all this time in the world. It's a horrible time. Yeah. And I, like, made really bad decisions. Like, I picked people that were horrible for me because I was not, I wasn't confident in who I was. Mm-hmm. And so I was picking people that were, like, made me feel small later on.
Yeah.
So it was bad. Like, I remember once I did get a job, the one guy I was still seeing, like, very much made it seem like my job wasn't important.
Mm, okay.
Probably because I didn't have one for a little bit of the time we were dating.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but this is, like, my job is, like, hard.
Yeah.
I work with Fortune 500 CEOs every day. Like, this isn't – he, like, wanted to come on a – like, when I was on a trip for work.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this.
And he, like, wanted to come and take me out for dinner. And I was like, no, because I will be busy. And he was like, you're going to be working for, like, from 7 to, like, 10 every night? And I was like, yes. Like, from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. I will be working.
Yeah.
It's an event.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will be working every day.
Yeah.
If you want to come at the end, sure. But I don't have time to just, like, go to a Michelin star restaurant with you, like, in the middle of the week.
You're like, I wish, but no.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. But it's not, like, some people I feel like would be like, oh, well, it's so sweet that he wanted to, like, take you out. But really, he was just, like, minimizing you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure at the time I thought it was, like, very sweet of him that he wanted to do this. But I was also like, it's not a thing. And then he made it seem like I was being dramatic. And then later, because we kept dating, it was very clear to me that, like, he wanted someone who would eventually leave their job and just be his, like, person who took care of him and his daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's not me.
Yeah. Being a stay-at-home wife is sounding more and more attractive these days.
Yeah.
But I'd be on all these boards and have all these activities.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that it's just like, I just know that would never be.
No, I don't think it actually would be me. But sometimes I'm like, it'd be nice to not have to worry about anything. So
I think for me, if you're with the right person who can have you be in that position and not take advantage of mm-hmm. you is hard. And I, because it is like its own job, if you are a stay at home mom and mm-hmm. you are taking care of the kids and that's like your job, you're a homemaker, that's a job too. Mm-hmm. But you have to be with someone who understands that yeah. and treats you like that.
Well, coming from a single mom, I can never let that happen. So I have to always be making a stream of income.
Yeah.
Always preparing for the future. I know it's pessimistic of me, but.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I think, yeah, it's just, I just could tell he wasn't someone that respected someone. If yeah. you can't respect what you think my job is at the yeah. time, then you're not going to respect me as a person move like in the future. Like, obviously he thought he was the most important person and.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah. I think it's you know how there's all the black cat, golden retriever, like mm-hmm. all of the different things, and it's like for it to be a successful relationship, you the woman needs to be the black cat. Have you been seeing a yeah. lot of that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a sense I understand it, like that you almost want the guy to like you more than you like them. Right.
I think, yeah. Well, okay. So I've also seen this, but then I thought I saw someone talk about it in a way that I thought was like a little bit better. Do you know, God, I'm not going to remember his name, but her name's Alex or Alexandra, and she's cousins with, no, I'm not going to remember her name either. Shit. They're like big TikTokers.
Alex Earl?
No. Ew, no.
Well, Braxton's a golden, so that's why.
No. They're a couple. They do couple comedy. They just had a miscarriage. I don't remember who that is. Alexandra and...
Is one in the military, the guy?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Alexandra Madison. I think that's her name. Yeah. Okay. Alex Madison and John Bouffard.
They have separate accounts?
No, they have one account. But I think it's her account. And they do like funny stuff on it.
You said Alexandra Madison?
Alex Madison, yeah. And then her cousin or his cousin is Kat. You know Kat, the TikToker.
Yes,
Kat.
Yes. I know this.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, she had an interview or something because, you know, they like he was like obsessed with her and she like didn't want to date him. Okay. And he kept like pushing and pushing because he's like they're the same height. I remember her like she had a lot of you know, her things were like, you're not tall enough, like you're not attractive enough, you know, like all these things. And she's like, now I'm obsessed with him. Mm-hmm. But like he was obsessed with me first. And she's like, I think like you can be the same amount of obsessed with each other later. Mm-hmm. It's like they have to start first.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
And the way she described it was way better than what I'm saying right now. But because it was like very much like she's like, I almost think like I'm more obsessed now mm-hmm. than he is of me. But like it started with him
pursuing.
Yeah, and him being obsessed. And she's like, and that I feel like is like the way that it needs to happen for them to stay consistently into you.
Mm.
Which, I mean, is sad.
It is. It's very sad.
I know. They have to be obsessed with you for it to work.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Well, I mean, that like the black cat, like golden retriever, that's the whole thing. Yeah.
So I think she was saying like, he's a golden retriever, but I became a golden retriever later. Yeah. She's like, I'm not a black cat anymore. And now we're both golden retrievers. And we both love each other the most. Yeah. But, you know, it started with like black cat energy and golden retriever.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, same. I mean, I don't think I've ever had anyone who's like golden retriever obsessed with me. And I also like them.
That is, yes, I've never had that.
Yeah, I've only ever had either I'm obsessed and they're like kind of into me or they're so into me and I don't like them at all.
Yeah, I think the last person I dated this summer, he was like very into me and I wanted to be very
you wanted to be into him.
I wanted to be very into him, but like it just wasn't there. And yeah. I think it's because he taught me a lot. I learned a lot, but like I wasn't emotionally available. Like actually I think I was emotionally available. We just didn't align.
Yeah.
He wasn't my person. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the first time where I wasn't the obsessed one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
one step closer.
One step. We're moving one step closer.
Oh man, I had a drama this weekend with a male.
With a male?
Yeah, and do you remember the DJ?
The one who constantly texts you to hang out and then you never see, he never follows through.
Correct. Okay, so DJ and I, we mainly just sexted.
Yeah.
And
you've never actually met in person.
We've never actually met in person, but we've been like, we met on a dating app a million years ago, like so long ago. I can't, probably 2016 or something crazy. And then we never met up. And then we became Snapchat friends somehow. I don't know how that happened, but I don't know how it happened. Yeah. And then just recently in the last year, we've been like texting again. And
you guys text, I mean, in this last, when did you meet him? Because in the, our 4 years.
I've never
years,
met him.
No, I mean, like, when did you match with him? Or when did.
A long, long time
because
ago.
Because in our 4 years, he's yeah, been I've brought talked up about, I multiple know. Times. Because he like refines himself in the sphere.
Correct. But I'm saying it's been consistent. We've been consistently texting.
Okay.
And we've been like finally trying to find a time to hang out. So he sent me his schedule. Now, but the problem too is he's a DJ. Mm-hmm. So like his schedule is so weird and he'll always be like, he'll call me at like 2 a.m. and I'm dead. Like I'm not alive.
That there's zero respect in that.
Well, yes, there's no, I mean, we're not dating. Yeah. This isn't going to be about dating.
I get that.
This is just about sex. Okay. So. Anyway, like this, he was like, we need to like figure this out. We have to hang out. And I'm like, okay, let's do it.
We
so
need
he
to figure this out. We need to have sex.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. And so he sent me his, well, I said, send me your schedule for like the weekend because it's Thanksgiving. Like I'll be around and I'm not really doing much. I'll probably be okay. You know, like I'm not going to be tired and I'm not going to be drunk. I feel like that's the thing is usually I'd be like, it'd be 2 a.m. and I'm like, I'm
going
passed
home.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm eating McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I've already put my hair up.
Yeah.
I'm eating ketchup, basically. You gotta, we can put this on pause.
Yeah.
If I already have fries, like this is a done deal. There, you can't come over. Mm-hmm. So I picked Friday because he had a not late set. Like he was going to be done at 1. And I was like, okay, great. You can come over.
You know how I'm so old because I'm like 1 so late.
I thought like, well, that's better than like 3.
It
normally
is.
He's done at 3.
It is. It's very.
So I was like, 1 works. But now, okay. So we get to the day and I'm like, oh no, I don't. I'm too tired. I'm not going to be able to stay up. Like it's getting to 11. If it had happened, if he had been, it was like 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Would have worked out. Even 9. I would have been like, okay. We get to 11 and I'm like, this isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. My eyes are drooping.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be nice if I said earlier rather than him call me at 1 a.m. and I'm not available.
Yeah.
That it would be better to be like, hey, I can't. I'm not going to stay up. This isn't going to work. And he was mad.
Big mad?
I mean, he didn't. I said, I'm like literally falling asleep. I don't think this is going to work. And he was like, fine. So I was like, OK, whatever. I went to bed. The next day I texted him because I was like, here's the thing. If someone did this to me, I'm sure I would also be frustrated. Not and like frustrated is fine. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can be frustrated. That's fine. So I was like, I'll apologize. I was like, here's the thing. If we're going to do this, it probably needs to be on a day off. Like when you can come over earlier, I'm like, my bad.
We
like,
can go get a drink
I don't know why
together.
I thought I was going to stay up until 1. Yeah. I mean, I basically said like, why don't we figure out a time when you are not working like on a Monday or something and like we can go get a drink and then you can come over. And he was like, you're the one who picked Friday. And I was like, okay. So you're frustrated. He's like, yep. Like, all right. I mean, I'm literally apologizing, but you're being so sassy. Like, men are so dramatic. Like, I understand you're allowed to be frustrated, but like, I just apologize to you.
Mm-hmm.
Take it on the fucking chin, bro.
Yeah.
Also, we've never met, so you can't be like that mean to me. You have to be like nice to me for me to like want to hang out with you. Now I'm like over it.
Yeah.
Now I never want to see you again.
No.
Even texting. I don't want to see your peen. Mm-hmm. Don't send me a text of your peen.
No.
anymore. So we're going to have to start over. 2025 roster is a whole DJ. Rebrand. No DJ, nothing. We're rebranding. And no one's coming back inside the roster. If you weren't on it, you're out. Meaning like you weren't nice to me by the end of the year.
Oh, you're okay. Out. So you have one person on the roster or zero on the roster?
Well, I mean, I have one on the roster, but I don't really think he's really on the roster. Mm-hmm. It's just really a friend at this point.
Okay.
So I think we're really starting at zero here.
Yeah. I don't have anybody on the roster.
Well, you have two people you're texting.
Yeah, but I'm messaging with on a dating app, but I have nobody who I have on the roster for sex. And I haven't in a very long time.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I think, like, honestly, it's too much drama.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
I was really drunk the other night, and I texted the guy who's, like, my friend, and I was like, what's up? And he was like, I'm also out. And I was like, oh my God, this never happens. He was like, but I'm on my way home. And I was like, me too. I'm tired. I was like, if you were going to come over here, I was going to say yes. And he's like, that's basically what I was going to say. And I was like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah. You're like, my bed sounds good.
Bye. I'm too old for this.
I know.
And like, we're both too old for it. And it's just like not a thing.
I know. I can't wait for us to do our recap episode of 2024.
This year was eventful for me.
Yeah. Yeah. For you.
I had two guys that were like a maybe. That were like I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Talk to for at least a month and a half.
Mm-hmm. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Memories. Not positive ones, but memories.
Oh, I have three likes.
Three likes on what? On the apps?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, she's a tall, thin blonde.
Oh.
Who I think owns a gym. That's what I'm really gathering from here. Yep, she's a personal trainer. So here's the thing is, you know how a lot of gym bros like fat girls?
Mm-hmm.
Do gym girls like fat girls?
Maybe.
Is that
you're going to have to do the reconnaissance and report back.
Well, so the answer she liked, the prompt, you should not go out with me if you love Andrew Tate. She likes that.
Is she bi?
It doesn't say, so I'm guessing she is, because okay. Like me, I don't have my sexuality orientation on there.
Yeah.
Because I don't want men to know, you know, like to be weird.
Yeah,
because
they get weird. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Simple pleasure, sifting through vinyl, waking up early to drink coffee quietly when ABBA plays on the dance floor, deadlifting more than the men in the room, ice cream every damn night, thunderstorms with a good book, horror movies, you.
Okay, honestly, I would say six out of those
wait.
Things you really enjoy.
I know the best spot in town for a burger and an old fashioned.
Oh my God, Nikki.
I'm going to respond and be like, where's this burger and old fashioned spot? Yeah.
Okay, I love this.
Has to be Bavette's. Right?
Well, I don't know. You're going to have to find out.
I know. I'll find out for you, the burger.
Yes. I did start talking to this guy. This is probably the same night I was drunk, and I just started matching with people.
Mm.
But it said online that he was from Chicago, and he's not. This is something, too, that's been frustrating me lately, is, like, people – this has happened to me, like, three times.
Mm.
They say they're from Chicago, but they actually don't live here.
On, like, Hinge or Facebook?
Facebook.
Oh, and you have to put your location on Facebook, right?
Yeah, and
it's not like
here. Oh, that's, like, where I was born. And I was like, okay, well, then why is it saying that you live in Chicago? He was like, I don't know. I haven't lived there since I was like three. Like, okay, well, can you change it? Because you live in Michigan.
Yeah.
He was so my type, too. It was very upsetting. Not even close. Not even close to us.
No, that's too far.
I know.
And then I have an issue. Like, I'm not, like, I'm not attracted to men right now. But that's okay. It might be his thing. Like, that, no. He looks like Dracula. That lighting's bad, but.
Oh. Yeah.
That the lighting's bad in the photo. Exit.
Okay. He's kind of cute, though.
Tiffany. No. Wait, let's listen to a woman's. Are you a dog person? Because voice prompt.
Okay.
That's the sound of my dog grinding her teeth on a bone. So if you can't relax with that in the background, then it's probably not going to work out.
That shouldn't be allowed.
But yeah, like, give me the ick for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think guys would be into that? I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Wait. The one girl sent me a long message.
Just now?
Yeah.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
3 paragraphs.
Okay, read it.
I haven't been to either. I heard great things about Itzma, though. How is spending time with your family? Where are they from? I get pretty ADHD about this app, too, so I'm on the boat, too. I'm on that boat, too, my girl. Sometimes parents visiting is very overwhelming, though. Overwhelming. Love to see them, but also not super distraught when we go our own ways. LOL. Mine are just in the burbs, though, so I see them super often.
Okay.
Telling me a lot.
I mean, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll respond later.
Perfect. Don't forget.
I won't.
Put a reminder in your phone or something.
You'll remind me. That's what you're for.
All right. I don't know if I'll remember.
I'll put it on my to-do list.
Okay, do that right now. Write it down. Message back, hot girl. With the cute hair.
The days are getting shorter, but our to-do lists are getting longer.
Especially with the holidays coming up.
I feel like I don't have time for anything.
Especially food prep.
No. So luckily, we have Factors. No prep, no mess meals.
From breakfast to dinner and anything in between, Factor has easy, nutritious options to keep you fueled and feeling your best.
Whether you like routine or enjoy mixing it up, Factor has you covered with 35 delicious meals every week and over 60 additional convenience options you can add to your box. I really like adding the smoothies.
The juices, too. The delicious. Juices,
but have you had the chai cold brew? So good.
No, I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. Don't let shorter days slow you down. Stay energized with America's #1 ready-to-eat meal delivery service.
So use your time more efficiently, which is so important during these dark months, and let Factor take shopping, prepping, cooking, and cleaning up off of your daily list of things to do.
And Factor's cheaper than takeout and dining out. So do like I'm doing and put that money towards holiday shopping or just, you know, savings for next year.
And yeah, it might be cheaper, but those ingredients, they're of such high quality, you can taste it in every one of Factor's fresh, never frozen meals.
Plus, you only have to pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes, which is so good.
Head to factormeals.com/50swipefat and use code 50swipefat to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code 50swipefat at factormeals.com/50swipefat to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping while your subscription is active.
Yep. Right after email Jones Road. And all my other things.
I went and got my makeup did.
I know. I saw our makeup artist in the street.
Oh, my God.
The day after. I was on my way to the Walnut Room and she stopped.
How funny. That's so funny.
Yeah. She's like, I just saw Alex. I met Alex. I was like, well, you met her before, too.
I know. She just didn't remember me. It's fine. I was like, there were a lot of people there.
Yeah. No, she was so nice. Yeah. And then
I had to do a full clean out of my, I've been getting, this is a non-problem that's going to make me sound like such a brat, but I'll say it anyway. We got too many PR mailers.
Mm-hmm.
And for the holiday season, I have so much crap, like product.
Yeah.
Just like sitting in my house. I'm going to donate. So, well, I think like you, well, is your sister going to listen to this?
No.
Okay. No. Because I know like you were going to put together like a cute little PR thing for uh-huh. your sister for Christmas.
Yeah.
So my thing is that like I take all the PR I don't want and I take it to Christmas mm-hmm. and then like my cousins all like fight yeah. over it. So that's like me donating it basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're all like in college, so they get real hype about all the skincare.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting. But today I had to like clean everything out because I got this like really nice glow recipe. Yeah. And I was like, wow, I want all this because yeah. it's like basically what I use. But then it's like you have so many of the same thing. And I'm like, where do I put it all?
Yeah.
I don't have room for this.
No, I actually.
But I'm going to want it eventually, just like 3 months from now. Yeah. Not now.
So my like.
Do people just use more product? Because I feel like they'll be like, oh, here's a replenish. And I'm like, it's every 3 months. And I'm like, but this is too much. This is too many.
I know.
Am I supposed to be using more product?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't really know.
Someone said I put too much serum on once. And no. I was like, but I like it coated.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm running through my moisturizer really quick this time.
Well, but yeah, because it's winter.
Yeah. I just like condensed all of my PR stuff into a big box
mm-hmm.
to then decide what I'm going to give my sister and what I'm going to keep or like anything that's been floating around my house.
Yeah.
I just put in there like and clean.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
My six packs of Drink Wink shell in there. I need to clean out my closet.
Yeah.
And then I can, like, I'm trying to, like, organize. I cleaned out, like, my buffet, like, all the yeah. drawers last yeah. night, like, to start, like, two trash bags gone. Like, I'm trying to organize and, like, make. I have too much stuff
I think that I'm not using. Like, end of the year want to, like, reset.
Yeah.
It's like getting rid of our roster.
Yeah.
We got to get rid of all yeah. the crap in our house, too.
Yeah. But I want to email Jones Road to see if, because my mom is 60, turning 62,
yeah.
the day before our swipe fat holiday party, mm-hmm. oh, and nice. She was talking a lot about makeup and skincare, mm-hmm. and she wants to do a whole new, she thinks she needs all new makeup,
okay.
like, that's good for her aging skin.
Yeah,
and
mature
I was like,
skin.
Or mature skin, that's a nicer way, and I was like, I think Jones Road is your,
yeah.
your
well,
it
that's
person.
When I went to the... get my makeup done yeah. I was saying like I really hate the term mature skin, like really annoys mm-hmm. me that's like a thing, but I also work with like Laura Geller who also does like mature skin makeup,
which my mom started using Laura Geller foundation.
Okay. I don't use the foundation, I use the powder though, and yeah. I really like it.
She didn't really love it, like okay. when it was drier than I thought it would be for mature skin.
Yeah. So the makeup artist at Jones Road was like, actually, I think mature skin is a nice term. And it's like before, like no one was even catering to anyone who had like, she's like, I mean, probably wouldn't call like 40-year-old skin mature skin. I feel like they're trying to like market to those people because they're using more makeup than like mm-hmm. people who are in their like 60s.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was like, no, I think it's like a good thing that we say mature skin. And I was like, okay, fine.
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 Yeah.
I will agree with you that at least people are being seen.
Mm-hmm.
And heard.
Yeah.
And there's a market for them and they're not just like, but whatever. She said the foundation is like so wet. Mm-hmm. That's the point, is like that it doesn't get stuck in your yeah. skin, because that's what the mature skin is
mm-hmm.
problem, is that your skin is too dry. Mm-hmm. It gets dry faster because your collagen isn't like replenishing the same mm-hmm. way. And then you've let like more wrinkles and fine lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, fine, okay. I heard you, heard, mm-hmm. heard, and I'll start saying mature skin.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, so.
So I have mature skin, I guess.
We're on the way for our skin maturing. Our skin is maturing. We yeah. can't just throw anything we want to on it, you know. I know, it sucks. mixed with Chicago winters. That's really,
I mean, my skin is always dry, so she was like, no matter what, you're gonna like want I am too. Mature skin stuff because it's just really hydrating.
But when we were down in Florida, my skin was oily, perfect. Mm. When I moved here, fucked.
Mine's always dry, even in like wet temperatures.
Mm. Yeah. I like barely used moisturizer or lotion when I was growing up in Florida.
Well, I don't even think I used moisturizer growing up. I don't, mm-hmm. I didn't wash my face.
I know.
I don't think I started washing my face until end of college. Like, I would just use wipes to take makeup off.
Yeah. Oh, wipes for sure.
I don't think but even then, like, I would be like, oh, just somehow came off. Yeah. Probably in the shower. Like, I don't think I was really washing my face, like, ever.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, way more of a, like, new thing.
Like,
you wash it in the shower and that's it. People weren't, like, washing their face to go to bed, I feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to say.
The morning and the more, like, having a morning routine and a night routine, that is not something, and I am still, it's really, it takes a lot for me to remember nighttime.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm doing it, but it is... Like
I do just the more of it. I know you're supposed to do more at night, but I do more in the morning.
I do.
I feel
too.
Like I have more time. At night, I'm like usually like I just want to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm just really happy if I wash my face and I put moisturizer on at night. I'm like, cool, done. Or I put a serum on.
Yeah,
I do a 3-step at night.
Yeah. Morning is 7.
Oh. Mine's maybe 4 or 5.
Do a toner.
Yeah. I'm trying. I'm building it in. We're not all these 12-year-olds who are doing 7 steps.
I can't even imagine. Like, I didn't know what skin.
No, I'm like, Mom, why didn't you teach me anything?
Because they weren't doing it either. Like, I know.
And now she's talking about all these microneedling at home things. And I was like, go see somebody.
Microneedling at home?
Oh, yeah. There's this little,
no.
These little tiny, like it's all over TikTok. And the frequency wand and all of these things. I'm like,
the frequency wand you can do at home.
Yeah. But like, yeah, there's this little, I saw a lady with mature skin talking about the 3 things she uses. And I was like, go see somebody. Just go see somebody, please.
I wouldn't be fucking with lasers. At home.
Oh, it's not a laser. It's like these little, like you like needle, like manually needle. Like it's like has, it's like the size of a quarter, the head of it. And there's little tiny needles on it that you're sticking.
Absolutely not. You could get an infection.
Right?
No. No, definitely not.
I'm like, lady, you didn't even teach me about skincare and you're trying to do this now? Like, go see somebody. You have the money to do that now. You want to remove your neck, your gullet, or your turkey neck? Go get it removed. No magical gear is going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Oi.
Which is why I'm trying so hard with skincare now. My family doesn't age well. Like, I told my mom Jimmy's age, and she was like, what?
My dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, good genes, Mom, good genes.
Yeah. A lot of it is good genes.
She could not believe.
I mean, he definitely didn't wash his face until recently.
She couldn't believe he was in his 70s. She's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, Alex is 40.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. I was like, they didn't have him until our 30s. Do the math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my aunts all look really young, too.
Dude, yeah, it's just genes.
Like my one aunt is like in her 80s. She looks like she's in her 60s.
Insane.
Yeah. Insane. Sorry. McDonald's Coke.
Mm. Did you get McDonald's for lunch?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm doing this thing where I'm trying not to eat out or buy groceries and do it like... a clean out. Well, I'm gonna eat like when I have things scheduled to eat out, I'll eat out, but like not just like ordering food to order it.
Yeah.
And trying to do a clean out. But I did have a lot of leftovers from Thanksgiving to come home with me. So
oh, perfect.
That made it nicer.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, RPM.
Yeah, love that. I just made my reservation for Christmas.
Gene and Georgette's.
Yeah.
Which?
What did you order?
Well, it was a prefixed and we didn't know it was prefixed.
Oh.
Which sucked.
Yeah.
$135 a person.
Ew.
For a starter, a main, and a dessert.
Okay. But yeah. From a list.
From a list.
Okay.
So, yeah. My mom got the garbage salad. I got the Caesar. My stepdad got the calamari.
Okay.
My mom got the... So my mom's and I were $135. My stepdad's was $84. Because we did the upgrades. She got the tomahawk, which was the only steak option available. I got truffle pasta.
Okay.
And my stepdad got the turkey.
Okay.
He got stuffing as his side. I got Brussels sprouts as mine, and she got mashed potatoes, and then we got dessert.
Perfect.
Mm. Truffle pasta after having RPM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it was like a 500.
Their cacio is good.
What? Gina and Giorgetti? Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't on the list. It was turkey, their chicken.
Oh, the chicken Vesuvio there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, actually.
Truffle pasta or the tomahawk. Or I think there was a risotto. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was fine. It was good. It was fine. My mom liked her. And Ted got the tomahawk bone.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Fancy.
She really
I did see that video of him.
Yeah, she really wanted to bring it home to him.
He was just carrying it around.
Yeah.
His emotional support.
He was struggling.
It was the size of him.
It's bigger. It was bigger than him. And yeah. He picked it up and he tried. And then my mom took it from him and gave it back and he licked it. And then he like tried to take it away again. He wanted to go hide it.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, buddy. And I took off the little last bit of beef and gave it to him. I was like, there you go, bud. There you go.
No, we gotta get rid of this.
But every time I've had the rest of the steak this week, he's like, lady, where's mine?
Yeah.
Where's mine?
I had a taste of freedom.
Yeah. So when this can be, it's not really about dating, but my little brother, he has just had a baby. And so they were like talking a lot about the baby. And so when my mom gave him the bone, Ted the bone, I go, see, you know what? I might not have a baby, but isn't this more interesting?
God. Was she like, no?
Yeah. They were like, well, soon we'll be able to give him his first. I want to be like, no, you can't. That's the parents' job. But okay.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, I have an important question for you, though. Is food related.
Okay.
Do you have any Thanksgiving leftovers?
No.
Damn it.
Why would I have them?
I really want a turkey sandwich, okay?
Okay. No, I don't. I went to my uncle's and
I didn't have leftovers. Know if they packed you a doggy bag, you know?
There was no leftovers. There was like 20 people there.
Oh, that's too many people.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
They always have like their friends and my one aunt was out of town, so her kids came, and so it was like a lot of people.
Okay, so no leftovers. I should put on my...
They also did like mostly barbecue. Mm.
I need to put on my dating app that I'm looking for turkey leftovers.
Okay,
for a sandwich.
It's like too late. I feel like all the turkey's gone.
I know.
You missed the boat.
I did. Damn it.
You can try. See if anyone's going to bring you old crusty turkey.
I don't want
from 4 days ago.
I don't want the old crusty turkey. I'm done now. And that was a bad.
Rethought that prompt.
It's fine.
Okay.
I'll make sure I message back the hot girl on Hinge.
We have to move forward to different holiday snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love snacks.
We move forward. We move forward. No more turkey.
Fuck turkey.
Yeah, fuck turkey.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe That.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe That Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.